Welcome aboard. Congratulations, and welcome to the New York Football Giants.
Man, thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, so what was it like getting the call? Were you surprised it was the Giants? Did you have a feel it could be them? How did that whole thing go down?
Man, I was just sitting down, relaxing, just waiting for a call. And, you know, through the whole process with the teams that I've talked to, I just know that everybody liked me as a person and as a player. So I wasn't really sure who was going to step out and take that call. But, you know, once I got that call and I heard it was New York, I was happy, man. I was really excited.
Wayne, the first thing that sticks out like a sore thumb when I look at your stats, the last two seasons, 13 touchdowns rushing. Last year, 17 touchdowns rushing. You obviously have a nose for the end zone. What kind of back, what kind of traits do you bring to the table? How would you describe yourself? I see you've also caught 20-plus passes a year, so clearly you got some hands as well.
Right. I just view myself as a physical back that can pretty much do anything. I think I have the speed and the power to either guard a defender or throw him. And, you know, I'm willing to do anything to help the team win.
You know, Wayne, you played at a monster program at Clemson. We've seen you playing a ton of big games over the years, national championships, all that stuff. How do you think playing for a program like Clemson will help you adjust to the NFL a little bit quicker?
I think it'll help me a lot, or it did help me a lot. You know, I've watched that offense, and, you know, we do a little bit of the similar things. But, you know, I'll see when I get up there, man. I can't wait.
If there's one game that you had at Clemson that really typifies the kind of runner that you are, that you would say, Giants fans, get a look at the tape from that game. That's what I want you to see. That's what I'm going to bring.
That's a good question.
What is that game for you that just typifies your abilities?
I'd say either NC State or North Carolina from 2015.
Okay, and this would be because what happened in that game that really made it stand out for you?
I took over.
That is a great answer.
And that's what running backs like to do. And, Wayne, it's funny. You're going to see somebody that you're pretty familiar with here with the Giants. In the second round, they selected Alabama defensive tackle guy. You were trying to run around for the last couple of years, Dalvin Tomlinson. What can you say about him and trying to go against him at Alabama, and now he's going to be your teammate?
Man, all I know is Alabama is the hardest defense I've ever played in my life. So just knowing I got somebody on my team like him, you know, I'm prepared that, you know, that we're going to do big things.
You know, Wayne, the one thing that I like, you know, looking at your tape and reading about you here is that it seems like you're a guy that could do a little bit of everything. You can jump cut. You can drop the pads and run over somebody. You can catch the ball. You can block a little bit. Do you take pride in being a complete running back that can do anything the team asks you to do?
Yes, sir. That's all I want to do.
So what do you think the biggest challenges will be for you as you step onto campus here with the Giants? And they're going to ask you to play special teams. I mean, that's what most rookies get. They got to do and earn their stripes now as you try to earn some reps and work yourself into that running back room. What are the challenges? What are the tests in your mind you're going to have to pass to prove to these coaches that you deserve a role on this club?
You know, I believe that I'll do all the work off the field and learning the playbook and doing everything on the field. But I know the biggest thing for a rookie running back coming into the game at the NFL is just pass blocking.
And, very
that's
good.
That's one of the things I'm really focusing on.
Wayne, I got to tell you.
You just passed my test. Nice going, Wayne.
And by the way, Wayne, you also passed the test of Craig Johnson, the Giants running backs coach, who is very big on pass protection. That's the right answer. Final question for me, Wayne. It sounds like you're having a heck of a time celebrating down there, and that's fantastic. Talk about coming to New York. You know, you're from Loganville, you know, Georgia, not a big town, but you're coming to New York City now. What do you think that adjustment's going to be like for you?
Man, it's going to be great. You know, I've always wanted to go to New York. Actually have a couple family members up there.
Nice.
And, you know, that I haven't seen in a while. So, you know, it'll be a really good feeling getting out of Georgia in the south and going up to the north.
Final question, Wayne. Do you have any friends who have played for the Giants over the last couple of years that you would be able to at least do a little research about and find out a little bit more about what the Giants are as you walk into the building?
Actually, B.J. Goodson.
Oh, that's right.
Makes a lot of sense. See, now, I've been doing this for the last 3 days almost nonstop, so my brain is fried. And I appreciate the fact that you just smacked me back into line.
Well, Wayne, out of curiosity, what has BJ said to you? Has he texted you yet? Have you had any communication with him at all?
And I've been talking to the PR group and y'all, and, you know, my phone's just blowing up right in my ear. So, you know, I have to check all those notifications afterwards.
And you know what? We're going to let you do that right now. Wayne, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations. And we'll see you up here in about a week for Rookie Minicamp. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.